Hello and welcome back to, or welcome to a new edition of Masquerading Meanders. I've just been out for a walk, having worked in my bedroom stroke office for what seems like 3 or 4 hours straight. No brew, sympathy please. And I thought I'd just take a walk on the local fields here. And I was thinking that, back in March we were told 2 weeks, 3 weeks to flatten the curve. And here we are, 24th of November, a number of months later. Still trying to decide what to do with the situation, and it's been quite a strange time for everybody. I must admit, I think I've said in my previous podcast I have struggled at times, and that is still certainly the case. But let's try and get some positives into the podcast before you all turn off. So I just wanted to update with what's happening at Masquerandi Towers over the past couple of months, and hopefully you guys can give me a little bit of assistance. So the first thing is Secret Dales. So Secret Dales is my Dales project to discover some parts of the Yorkshire Dales that perhaps you wouldn't know about. That book was originally moved from September this year to June next year, and having spoke to the publishers over the last couple of weeks, it is now going to be this time next year, so around about November 2021. I have to admit, this was a bit of a blow to me because, the book is, it'd be my 10th book, so that's quite a nice little anniversary, but also it's the kind of the validation of what I'm doing, really. I guess it's knowing that when a book comes out, it shows that you're doing something right, I guess. And even though I've written a number of books before, I felt I needed this book at this present time to perhaps give my confidence a little bit of a boost. And I wanted people to read it as well, because it was something I really, really enjoyed doing. I absolutely loved the research on the project. I loved interviewing the people I did. And for it to be moved from September to June was hard enough, but it gave me something to focus on next year, especially around the publicity of it in around February or March time. And when I received the proofs not so long back, I did think that was the case, and I really liked seeing the book even in proof form with all my pictures being used. And I sent it to a friend of mine who was really a really, really good proofreader. And it was all good to go. So to find that it's been put back till November was a bit of a blow. I guess in the current climate, half of me in my head says that people are not doing very much at the moment, so they're reading books. So I couldn't understand that. I couldn't understand why my book wasn't being printed. But at the end of the day, if the shops are not open for a book to be sold, if the customers are not there, then publishers are taking an almighty risk to print that said text. So I do need to thank the publisher for still believing in the project. It is going to be released next year, providing that publisher stays around, which they should do. So this time next year, Secret Dales hitting its way to a bookshelf near you. Interestingly, that does leave me with a little bit of an issue going forward. I am working on a couple of other projects, which I'd be delighted to tell you about when I get a little bit deeper into them. But nothing directly on the horizon at the present time. My work with my books and my freelance work pays for my website. Like most writers, we have websites and things like that, and camera equipment and what we do on our books pays for that. And if you make a little bit of money otherwise on that, that's not too bad. For me, any money that I've made on my books has always gone back into my business, and to buy a new filter for a camera, or a little bit of tech or something like that. I've always made sure it has gone back into writing my next book, and that also includes kind of mileage and costs like that. My business is no different to anybody else's. With that in mind, with this book not coming out, that does leave a slight hole in my finances going forward, especially when it comes to kind of my day-to-day website costs and things like that. But I'm not certainly you know, pleading poverty. I'm in a really, really good position compared to many, many other people out there. I am thoroughly aware of that, and you know, don't want to kind of belittle the struggles that are out there at the moment. So I've been wondering what to do with my site going forward. It's clear I don't update it as much as I should, and that is the same with this podcast. There is various reasons for that. Yeah, and I think people who know me will probably know of those reasons, and you know, there's a massive confidence issue. I certainly have been having dips into places, especially over the last 3 or 4 months that I've not been to for kind of 10-12 years, and dragging myself out of that hole has been very, very difficult. And I'm not the sort of person to seek help either, which obviously doesn't help in this day and age. But again, you know, that's by the by. You guys come on here to listen to what I've got to say, and you know, for me to kind of speak to my audience, I need to do that more often. I need to force myself to do it more often. So I appreciate everybody who listens to my podcast, and you know, I hope you understand that just things haven't been great for me over the past few months mentally, and I'm hoping to repay your loyalty for that. So I wanted to ask a question, really. It's, what do you want from the podcast? You know, I can come here, sit down and waffle on, as I have been doing, about my writing and publishing and what I think of the industry and things like that. But I'm also very mindful that in a few months' time, my website fees are going to come in, and I've obviously got to cover those. So I, like many journalists and you know, broadcasters and authors, I have been looking at the Patreon model and wondering, you know, what I could do to kind of satisfy the tiers on using that system. Already on my website, I do offer a Ko-fi link, you know, so if you fancy buying me a brew, that's very much appreciated. And as I say, it all goes into keeping the website up and running and keeping my hosting fees for podcasts up and running and things like that. So that is very much appreciated. And thanks to those of you who've done that already. You know, your loyalty is very, very, very much appreciated. I think I said that the last time I did a podcast with you anyway. So I'm looking at a possible Patreon. Firstly, thinking about not how much the tiers would be, it's what I could offer you guys to listen to the podcast. Firstly, I want to say the podcast will always be free. There's no way in a million years I'm ever going to charge people for listening to me waffle on, or listening to the people I may interview waffle on. That's not what I'm here for at all. So the first thing I want to ask is, you know, what do you want from the podcast? I've been thinking of, do I offer an interview, perhaps 2 interviews a month with people I have come across over the past years. So they could be, you know, cavers, they could be fellow authors, they could be fellow publishers, sports people, you know, people that I've had a real connection with over the years I've been writing my books. You know, so again, I can include people in the Yorkshire Dales, could include journalists from sports world, rugby league players, ice hockey players. You know, I'd be really interested to know what you would be interested in listening to, because it seems daft me doing it and I've nobody listening. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, with the Patreon model, it's normally 3 or 4 kind of tiers of support. So whether that's 2 quid, 5 quid, 10 quid, 20 quid, you know, what sort of rewards would you like to see? From what I've seen on the around the internet so far, the basic level's normally around about £2 a month, and that you know, is to support the podcast. It's to effectively buy me, you know, half a brew each month, which is obviously much appreciated. I think if I was going to offer that, I would want some decent rewards for all tiers of the Patreon model, to be fair. So £2, you get a mention on the podcast, you know, which I would really, really be absolutely more than happy to do. For £5, say, you know, there would be something else, you know, whether it would be, you know, a copy of Secret Dales when it comes out, you know, signed, personalised by myself. And then for £10, which could perhaps be the top tier, or I may well go to, say, £15. You know, if somebody wants to give me £15 a month, firstly, I think you're absolutely bonkers. But I do realise there are people out there, you know, perhaps there could be something along the lines of postcards and gifts from my book research. So if I'm going to the Dales and I'm researching on a book, I will send something in the post from my journey. That's just off the top of my head. I've not written anything down in front of me, but I would ring what you think about what you think about that. And you know, firstly, would you contribute? What level you would contribute at? And it just if it's something that's of interest for yourselves. I suppose the next thing I'd like to know really is who you would like me to interview. Would my listeners to this podcast prefer if I kept it on the writing side? Would they prefer if I kept it on the kind of the people I've met in the course of writing my books, from the Dales to, like I said, the Cavers, the Walkers, people like that? Or would you prefer it was just completely over and around to everybody? So it would include, you know, people I've met in the rugby league world and things like that. I would see the interviews as conversational, so there won't be any kind of set structure, you know, trying to find out, you know, in a writer's case, why they write, how they write, you know, what's the motivation, how they got into it, you know, things like that, and actually have a conversation instead of tell me about your latest project, what is it about, how many words is it, and things like that. So I'll just leave that with you to digest, and like I say, I'd really, really appreciate your comments on that, because it'll help shape the podcast and what I do moving forward. So until then, I'm going to get to speak to you before Christmas. There is going to be a Christmas this year, I believe. I think Boris Johnson has said, you know, this is a season not to be so jolly, which kind of sums up my Christmases over the past few years, to be fair. But thanks, Boris. I will open a cracker. I'll snap a cracker, unjolly-like, and think of you as I am doing that. And just before I wrap up, just a quick apology. It seems that the microphone that I'd set up on here decided that it wasn't going to work anymore, so I may sound a little bit echoey on the final stages of that. So once again, I'll be really interested in hearing from you, so the best place to contact me is on Twitter, @Mascarandi, or you can email me at mike@mascarandimedia.com. Again, it'd be really good to know what you want from the podcast, or what you want from any podcast, so if you could drop me a line on those places, that would be absolutely fantastic. In the meantime, stay safe out there, everybody, and I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you.